This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wow. You can't make this up. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. First off, friends, we'd like to welcome WCSS AM 1490 in Amsterdam, New York. Thank you for your trust. Again, WCSS AM 1490, that makes 105 radio shows and affiliates across the United States of America that are tuning into us on a seven-day a week basis. We appreciate, again, your trust. Wanted to give you a shout-out, a well-deserved shout-out. Again, the show is growing exponentially. And with that said, we just thank you that there's enough people out there that are drawing on the truth rather than getting caught up in divide and conquer. Mark 3:25, a house divided against itself shall not stand. That the conservatives, nobody feeds into that narrative more than today's conservatives, which are, in fact, yesterday's liberals, along with the professed church, which is one of the topics that I'm going to highlight in just a couple moments. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to be talking about is how a Grammy nominee in the Christian scene was asked whether homosexuality was a sin. She said, "I can't say one way or another if it's a sin." She said, "I'm not God." My friends, you can't make this up. Well, what does his word say, professed Christian? You're called to be an ambassador. I'll be getting to that in just a couple of moments. Before I do so, I want to say this and I want to make it clear. I'm not here to right the wrongs. It's not my objective to jack people up, youth talk, make them angry for no reason. The Bible does say when the commandment comes, sin revives. And we also know that the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. That's all found in Romans 7. So God's moral law, though it be spiritual, it is also good. So to tell the truth looks like evil to evil and corrupt fallen men because they understand not spiritual matters. With that said, again, I want to make clear, Bradley Dean is not on the radio, friends, to wrong the rights. I'm here to right the wrongs. And with that said, people need to understand that when I call out the things that I call out, I'm always making reference to God's moral law. I'm going back to the law and the prophets, which always expose the sinners. And sin is the transgression of God's moral law. So in other words, those that are responsible for transgressing God's moral law, the Torah, friends, guess what? That's sin. 1 John 3:4, that is the definition of sin. As a matter of fact, if you ask the modern-day conservatives and or Christians, which conservatives claim that they're Christians, what else would make them a conservative outside of a preservative and them being the salt of the world that Jesus said they were called to be? But with that said, friends, when I'm calling the things out for the things that I'm calling them out for, again, I'm not just trying to make somebody mad. I'm trying to right the wrongs. things when I'm exposing those that are violating God's moral law, which is based on the common Mosaic institution called common law in the United States. So when I make reference to the Constitution, keep in mind the Rock of Ages is what the Constitution rests upon. Remember, it was Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, that said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." He's exactly right. Now, to say all that, to say this, I don't like saying, nor do I even like the feeling of, how do I convey this, Lord, which your word exposes? And what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about, I don't like telling people I told you so. Let me roll it out this way. It says in Isaiah 30, it says, "Woe to the rebellious children." Who are rebellious children? Rebellious children are those that don't take counsel from God. They take counsel from the arm of the flesh. And the Bible clearly tells us, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. So when I'm exposing corruption in this administration or the past administrations or those administrations that are to come, friends, again, I'm here to obey God, to right the wrongs. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less, okay? When you go to Isaiah 30, it says, "Woe to the rebellious children, those that don't want to hear from God, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me." This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob saying this. "And that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit," okay, "that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, into the world, into the spirit of the world, and they haven't asked me, but they'll listen to the spirit of those in the world, to strengthen themselves in the strength of those that they would today call the Pharaoh." Now, we understand in the Constitution there is no title of nobility, but friends, when you look at the President of the United States over the last 100 years, friends, they have been treated like monarchies. They've been treated like kings, more than not, okay? Even though we call them the president, we call him the commander-in-chief, and we call him as a representative, we the people, people still treat him like he's the Pharaoh. They still treat him like he is a demigod, no question about it, especially all the more even now with Donald Trump. And I'm talking about right now in Isaiah 30, where it talks about woe to the rebellious children who will not listen to the word of God, but they'll take counsel. And what they'll do is they'll go down to the spirit of the world, and they'll go to the new administration, the new Pharaoh, and they'll put their trust in what he does rather than what the Lord said he is going to do and what he has done in the past and what he's going to do in the future, solidifying his word. Because, again, we don't serve a God where Scripture tells us clearly that he's not a man that he should lie. Okay, he's not a liar. He's a holy God. He's a just God. And all of his works are done in truth and in righteousness. Period. Okay? It talks about in Isaiah 30, verse 5, "They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be a help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach." Now, to get to the nitty-gritty here, friends, is it not interesting that since this new administration was promoted by the CIA-controlled media, to the place of the presidency of the United States of America, people forget that they have chosen the lesser of two evils, but it even goes before that, because they chose the lesser of two evils concerning the new administration of those that were handpicked by the players that are pulling the strings on their little circus of politics minions, namely the administration. Back when they were talking about who's going to become the new president, what did they do? They put up Hillary Clinton, which America is, for the most part, easy hands down, friends, hates her. They want to see her in jail, and rightly so. And then they put up a guy that they've groomed for the last 30 years in the country, and the media has always put him in a favorable light because the American people were too ignorant to understand that he was being groomed to become the president of the United States of America. Well, people say, well, what was our options? Well, the fact of the matter is you took the options that you were given concerning either Donald Trump or that of Hillary Clinton. What about the 15 other candidates that were running for the presidency? Well, we never heard of them. That's exactly right. Why didn't you hear them? You didn't hear them because they didn't want you to hear them. They put the two players that they controlled both of, by the way, and they wanted you to pick the one that they knew that you were going to pick all along by controlling the opposition. Now, we're going to make real clear as to what we're rolling out here. Dear friends, Fox News' Tucker Carlson loses patience with Donald Trump and says, "I don't think he's capable." Well, now is it legit, legit, friends? We'll be right back.
Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Thank you for your trust. We appreciate that. We're being broadcasted live across the world. With that said, let's get to it again. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I was just laying out, friends. Now, you know, I want to say this. If people are saying, Bradley, you're saying a lot in such a short amount of time, yes, because I'm thinking of the issues that we deal with on a daily basis. And I always take it from the perspective of what does the word say? And I always like to cut to the chase. You know, it was like John the Baptist. When everybody was coming up to him and talking about what needed to be talked to, they'd ask him a question. He would just give him a real short answer. You know, he said, lay the axe to the root of the tree. In America, I got to tell you, what's going to bring about the resolve, again, for the thousandth time, that you say that and declare that you're looking for, is found in you enforcing the thought of the laws found in the Constitution, the enumerated laws against the criminals. And it's something that the American people refuse to do, and they wonder why they're in trouble. And the reason being is because they don't listen to the first time. Now, I have been talking since the beginning of this administration, how the American people have been played. He's a player. He's a New World Order mongrel. And I've also been highlighting the fact that, folks, I've heard guys call me up and say, Bradley, you got to quit Trump bashing. I'm not Trump bashing. The guy's breaking the law. He's overreaching. He's acting out of the scope of his authority. He's doing what he's told. He doesn't talk presidential because he doesn't understand the Constitution. And then I began to highlight the fact that more laws have been waged against us, the American people, concerning the right to bear arms in the first 500 days of Donald Trump than whatever Barack Hussein Obama would have ever dreamed of doing in 8 years. Mr. Trump did in less than 500 days. Over 55 new gun legislation bills have been passed against the American people in 26 different states, all by the good guys. The good guys, you know, the conservatives that you're called, that you're taught by the CIA-controlled media to believe that are the good guys. Well, a majority of those governors were, guess what, conservative governors. They're all players, friends. You need to understand that there is an international law looking to overthrow the U.S. Constitution, and it's been going on through the criminals that you are led to believe that are the good guys in the United States of America, as you said, representatives that are bringing it in. And Donald Trump is the front man for this right now. And to suggest otherwise is absolutely crazy. Instead of simply doing what Jesus said when he said to judge men by their fruit, people listen to what he says and they ignore the fruits, which exposes the man for who he is, because the man and the office are one and the same. Now, I'm saying that again. Read Isaiah 30 so I don't have to recap it. But friends, isn't it interesting now? Tucker Carlson, who's a numbskull in so many different ways, friends, and I don't mean to just put a brush across everything he's done. He's done some good things, but he's done some really stupid things as well. And I'll show you some of the good things that he's done in this article real quick, and I'll show you some of the stupid things that he's done in this article. Well, the new highlight is, and somehow now it's justifiable, because now the conservatives are coming out and saying, wait a second, Donald Trump's not doing what he's saying he's doing. Do you know how much hardship and scorn and people getting mad at me that I've endured, friends, exposing, simply showing you the fruit of this administration, because you didn't want to see the fruit. You wanted to just believe what he said. Well, the conservatives of the day are now coming out and saying he's not doing it. Oh, now all of a sudden it's been validated. The conservatives that are dangerous, and the talking head conservatives who are dangerous within themselves, friends, because they talk out of both sides of their mouth. They feed the narrative that the CIA-controlled media feeds them. And nobody does it more than the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and these big talking heads that are supporting their golden calf rather than the freedoms in which men bled, fought, and died, ratifying through their sacrifice to give unto us. They're traitors to the cause because they care more about the money than they do you, America. And it's the truth. And again, judge them by their fruit, not by just what I'm saying. And I'm not trying to create more enemies, friends. I'm just simply telling you the facts of the matter. Okay? Fox News. Tucker Carlson loses patience with Donald Trump. And what did he say? He said, I don't think he's capable. Tucker Carlson is usually quick to go after critics of President Donald Trump on his nightly Fox News show. But in a new interview with a conservative Swiss magazine, Die Welt Walk, the Tucker Carlson Tonight host called out Trump himself for his boastfulness and for failing to keep his promises to voters. Wait a second, friends. He's not only failing to keep his promises to the American voters, he's doing the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do on the campaign trail. I just highlighted the new 55 gun legislation bills that were enacted through 26 different governors, a majority of them being conservative governors, against the Second Amendment and the American people. Okay? He's already done that, and he's in process of doing that. Remember after Parkland shooting, he said, forget due process. People didn't want to pay attention to that. Okay? And he's also come out and he also talked about how he was going to defund Planned Parenthood and baby research. Well, friends, I highlighted 2 weeks ago that he just signed a new bill fully funding Planned Parenthood and baby research. Until you understand that these politicians do the opposite of what they say, what they do is they lead off public opinion. They want you to like them. No matter what they do, just keep liking them because they have your interests as their end aim. You know, I like to say it this way. You know, many of you people out there, you're waiting for someone else to fix the problems. You need to understand that these are the people that created the problems that are not fixing the problems, but implementing international law on top of your Constitution, and they're all being done by the men that you've been taught to like, as I said earlier. Okay? Now, going on. I can go off on what he just did to this NAFTA deal. Friends, he just, and I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple of moments. Literally every step of the way, friends, what Trump said he was going to do, he has done just the exact opposite. Read Isaiah 5:20, okay? The article goes on. His chief promises were that he would build the wall. Friends, remember it went from $4 billion all the way up to $25 billion. Remember it went from Mexico paying for the wall now to the American people paying for the wall and Mexico repaying you. And now we have a bunch of illegals on the northern, by the way, and the southern borders acting as if the American people owe them something. Wait a second. Who are the representatives, friends? What country are the representatives alluring them in from more than the United States of America? Furthermore, Donald Trump signed the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that fully funds the illegals coming into the United States of America. And if you really want to point the finger at the responsible party, go into the bathroom right now and look in the mirror, because you're paying for your own demise, America. Okay? So you can blame Trump, you can blame the elites, you can blame the 300 people that run the world. You know, I got a question for the 325.7 million people in this country that know who the bad guys are. Why is it that you allow them to do the things that they're doing? So you have nobody to blame but yourselves, because you are playing the accomplice concerning the crimes that they are attempting to commit against we the people and are in fact committing against we the people. I can go on with not just the wall, not just gun legislation, not just Planned Parenthood, friends. Now they're talking about he hasn't promised the fulfilling of Obamacare. No, 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 friends. Hold on a second. He's got none other than Paul Ryan right next to him. Don't suggest to me he doesn't know who that snake is, that Judas is. Luke 22, verse 48. The fact of the matter is, friends, it went from Romney Care to Obamacare to the Affordable Care Act, now to the American Health Care Act, okay? They did nothing but change the name of the bill, okay? Now, I can just see this. We're going to have another headline in about a year or 2 years down the road after it's passed under the guise of another bill, which it has been in part already. And then people are going to say, what happened? What's going on? It's the same thing I'm telling you right now that's going to happen in 2 years when you finally turn the lights on because some conservative that you like finally told you what he should have told you 2 years prior. Okay, that's why people get angry with me on this show, is because number one, I'm right, because the word of God is right. Number two is they'd rather go down into Egypt and put their trust in Pharaoh, the spirit of the world and the leader of the free world. Right. We're told. Read Isaiah 30. Rather than listen to the voice of the Lord, because the voice of the Lord always, first of all, prevention is better than cure, number one. And number two, truth always demands a response, and the people in this country don't want to demand, they don't want to be demanded upon. They don't want to have to respond to the truth. Again, they want someone else to do that. Right now we're talking about Tucker Carlson is calling out Donald Trump, saying, I don't think he's capable. His chief promises were that he would build the wall, defund Planned Parenthood, and repeal Obamacare. And he hasn't done any of those things, said Carlson, per the Washington Post. Really? Yeah. I've been telling you this for a year and a half, America. Now what? I'm going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
The U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against three senior North Korean officials, including a top aide to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Now, these sanctions were in response to the North Korean regime's ongoing serious human rights abuses and censorship.
The protests over French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies continue, although the French president did take to the airwaves and believes that everyone needs to come together as a nation.
I don't want to be divided. I don't want the French people to be divided. Friendship is what must unite this country. I want this because it is precisely because of this that I ran for office in order to reconcile all the French people.
President Trump is reviewing candidates to replace outgoing Chief of Staff John Kelly. Nick Ayers, Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, was thought to be a leading candidate, but he said thanks, but no thanks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speaking of the Sons of Liberty, you know, it's true. If you ever find someone that's willing to tell you the truth, you better hang on to them, friends. And I was just thinking about that concerning friends. How hard is it? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And I'm just thinking to myself, again, I'm not trying to put anybody's light out there. Listen, they're doing that all by themselves. But it's interesting how everything's coming back. This is the history of the show. Wait a second, I heard Bradley say that 5 years ago. No, you heard the Spirit of God lead Bradley to say that 5 years ago. And here we are again. I'm going to play some audio for you during this segment, but I want to highlight this really quick concerning Tucker Carlson, one of the talking heads, loses patience with Donald Trump. You mean after how long now? As being the president, you know, it's interesting how people try to give him a break, Donald Trump. You know, the reason they're trying to justify little things that he's done is because they're trying to justify their past support of the president that's lied to them. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to justify themselves. But let's get to this. This is written by the Washington Post. It says that Donald Trump is being called out by Carlson, Tucker Carlson, from Fox News for his boastfulness and for his failing to keep his promises to voters. Yes. Okay, cool. We're on the same page now. A little slow on the uptake, but you're getting there. His chief promises that he would build the wall, defund Planned Parenthood, and repeal Obamacare, and he hasn't done any of those things. Yes. Oh, good for you, conservatives of the day. said Carlson per the Washington Post. Carlson said he's come to believe Trump's role was not a conventional president who promises to get certain things achieved to the Congress and then does. He said, I don't think that he's capable. Well, he's, friends, let me say this. He is a point man. He is the leader of the circus of politics. This is who Donald Trump is. This is who this administration is. As you're about to find out, I'm going to play some video, audio, video for me, audio for you, concerning somebody that wrote a book named Ann Coulter, and the book was called In Trump We Trust. Yes, believe it or not, she said it. She did. But now she's falling all over herself now to try to defend what she expected. Now, in all fairness, friends, to both Tucker Carlson and Ann Coulter, you know, the fact of the matter is Donald Trump did say he was going to do this. But what you haven't learned, friends, is that politicians say what you want to hear until they get into position. And then once they have that delegated power, they work against the very people that put them into office. And they have a history of this. But the American people, you also need to come to the realization that if they don't keep their promises after the first time, you can remove them and also indict and charge them at the end of the day. Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Okay. I know people believe, and you've been taught by the useful idiots across the boards in the church and through the conservative movement, you've been taught that once they're in there, there's nothing we can do until their tenure is fulfilled. That's baloney. That's a lie. It's not true. They can be impeached, okay? And that's why our forefathers laid out that provision. If you take the time to peruse the Constitution, and again, read Article 2, Section 4, you'll find out what I'm telling you is exactly right on. But again, it comes to the people having to lose their own little selfish lives and actually preserve it for their posterity the way our forefathers did for them, okay? Going on to this article, Tucker Carlson said, I don't think he's capable. I don't think he's capable of sustained focus. I don't think he understands the system. Now, this is Tucker Carlson, okay? This is all good so far. Then he says, I don't think the Congress is on his side. Well, listen, when Barack Hussein Obama was in office, everybody knew he said he was going to fundamentally transform America before he became the president after mysteriously serving as a senator in Chicago after 144 days. If that wasn't enough for you to figure out what was going on, America, I couldn't help you, and I did try to help you, but the fact of the matter is I'm in it with you, and I'm doing my part, so therefore you have to do yours as well, and together we can deal with these criminals. Now, with that said, Barack Hussein Obama gets into the office the first day. What does he do? He starts to transgress the Constitution. So there's no excuses as to why Donald Trump hasn't done what he said he would do. As a matter of fact, all of his promises that he said actually have the rule of law that stands on his side. So why couldn't he enforce the law, yet Barack Hussein Obama could transgress it 1,180 times? There's no excuses. Once again, going on to the article, he said, I don't think that Congress is on his side. I don't think his own agencies support him. He's not going to do that. Carlson said it was mostly Trump's fault that he hadn't been able to deliver on his pledges, because you really have to understand how the legislative process works and be very focused on getting it done. How many times have presidents, friends, circumvented the Congress of the United States of America and have done what they've wanted to do, even concerning unconstitutional wars, over and over and over again? There's absolutely no excuse here, friends. I don't care who's on his side or who's not on his side. He has the law on his side, and that's really all he needs, friends. Trump knows very little about the legislative process, said Tucker Carlson. Hasn't learned anything. Hasn't surrounded himself with people that can get it done. Hasn't done all things you need to do so. He said, it's mostly his fault that he hasn't achieved those things. He said, I'm not in charge of Trump, he added. Instead, Carlson suggested Trump's role had been to begin the conversation on issues such as immigration, what the conservative TV host has frequently and fervently railed against. He also talked about, now this is where stupid comes into play. Tucker Carlson also talked about Donald Trump not understanding how our democracy works. Did you hear what I said? Tucker Carlson said the president doesn't understand how our democracy works. Listen, Mr. Tucker Carlson, just for a little lesson 101 here for you, brother from another mother. Outside of the fact that you are there to entertain the people and do what you're told, just like CNN, just like MSNBC and any other outlet that's controlled by the CIA, We're very well aware of it. You need to understand one thing. We're not ruled by an opinion, Mr. Tucker Carlson, because we're not a democracy. We're ruled as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, number 1, okay? That we are a constitutional republic, and we're ruled by law. We're not ruled by the mobocracy. We're ruled by the law. If 99.9% of Americans want something that stands in contrast to our law, I don't care. What keeps us free is our obedience to the law that God has bestowed upon us and that Christ has fulfilled, John 8:36. Period. Okay? So here you got a guy saying good things, and then he talks out of both sides of his mouth, and then talks about how Donald Trump just doesn't understand the process of our democracy. Oh my gosh, dude, you just shot yourself in the foot. You have no credibility, because everything you're premising on is the fact that we're a democracy, and that's why you're caught up into the narrative versus the left versus the right. Because you don't have enough common sense to understand that we're not ruled by the majority, we're ruled by the law. Period. Now I can hear someone say, well, Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Every government is a theocracy. Think that one through before you say it again. Now, let's go over to this. Ann Coulter. Again, nobody's touted Donald Trump's horn more than Ann Coulter. Man, she had the conservatives up on the bandwagon. Agreeing with everything Donald Trump. She's defended Donald Trump to no end. And it's interesting, now she's stepping all over herself as she's telling the American people, you know what, let me do this. Let me have her tell you. But I want to go to a short report, which was done by a guy by the name of Dave Hodges. Okay, and you'll notice that he was a supporter of Donald Trump too. But listen to what today's conservatives are beginning to talk about. And I want to tell you why they're having to talk about it. Because guys like me are pulling them out and making them address the issues rather than just playing the personality that everybody wants to see and the entertainers that everybody wants to see and watch. Okay? No, we're making them honest, friends. That's what this show does, is makes people honest. And I want you to hear this again. This first short report is a guy by the name of Dave Hodges. Listen to what he says, and then I'm going to play some audio by Ann Coulter. And friends, again, these conservatives of the day, Trump supporters, are stepping all over themselves because now they've come to the realization, wait a second, he's not doing what he said he was going to do. Listen to this.
First it was Ann Coulter, now it's Tucker Carlson. And if some things don't change dramatically, you can add Dave Hodges to this list. There has been no one who's been a bigger apologist and supporter of the president than yours truly. But with the recent USMCA agreement, the new NAFTA, if you will, the deal between the U.S., Mexico, China, and Canada, there is no room for what the president has done. He basically has given a free license to censor to the social big tech companies. Total violation of the First
Amendment.
That's
right.
Now, maybe he has a trick up his sleeve, and I liked to give people the benefit of the doubt, but no doubt, Section 230, no doubt, the independent media, who he owes his election to, who the American people should owe their allegiance to, because we're the only ones speaking the truth, he has forsaken us on the surface.
Yes, he has.
Like I said, I'm willing to leave the door open to entertain more thoughts. But Ann Coulter and Tucker Carlson said this president has not accomplished his major goals. With health care, that's true. He hasn't got the border wall, although I admit he is trying. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
Do we need to give the president an assist? Because it seems like he listens to the voice that he hears last. We, as American citizens, need to get in his ear and in his face and remind him of his campaign promises. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much.
Okay, so there you have it, friends. There's the first one. Now, when I come back, I'm going to go back. And I want you to hear this, because you almost have to watch the video of Ann Coulter. Because nobody blew Trump's horn more than Ann Coulter. And, of course, she was going off of what Donald Trump said he was going to do. And, friends, just for the record again, since day one, I have told you, he's doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do. Anytime you people out there want to send me an email, you want to give me a call, and I'm being facetious, and you want to apologize for your lack of understanding and your lack of taking the time and your lack of effort and taking the time to actually pay attention to what's happening to your country. Friends, when it all comes out into the end in the light, what you're going to notice is everything that's happening today is with the full approbation and approval of his supporters and Donald Trump concerning the illegals, Obamacare, gun control. The list goes on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well, friends. You can jump over on our Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Again, that is all found on Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. There's over 200 videos posted. Just put up a couple new videos last week, this week. There'll be another one coming up on the Thursday or Friday of this week. And again, there's just a plethora of information bringing about the result to literally the issues that we are facing on the front lines, friends, across America. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Again, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9999. 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know, friends, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's just an absolute terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And that's exactly where we're at today. Now, friends, without further ado, I know people are just anticipating this interview. This is by none other than a reporter from the New York Times. It's actually her talking. That's the only reason I'm playing it. Frank Bruni, who's a columnist, columnist for New York Times. And here's the interview. This is why Ann Coulter thinks President Trump is failing in America. Again, please don't act like he is not appointed to do just exactly what he's doing. On the other hand, you remember Barack Hussein Obama. People said, he's failing, he's failing, he's failing. No, he wasn't failing. He was succeeding. And isn't it interesting how the bad people, friends, the criminals that call themselves politicians, they can get illegal bills passed against we the people, but the good guys that you're led to believe, like Donald Trump, he just can't get anything done. Isn't it amazing how that works? It really does. And it really is amazing. Why Ann Coulter thinks President Trump is failing. Listen to this interview.
Obviously, you and I could talk for hours about our differences on Trump, but that's not why I want to talk to you today, as you know. In recent days, you've inaugurated the phrase former Trumpers. What are former Trumpers, and why should he be terrified of them?
The former Trumpers should keep Donald Trump awake at night. We're the ones who didn't care about the Access Hollywood tape. He had absolute rock solid locked us in on support because we thought we wouldn't be betrayed. Finally, he could sell Ivanka Trump merchandise from the Oval Office if he would just build the wall. If he doesn't have us anymore, no, that's what he should be worried about, because you play those people for suckers. The one who stood by him through thick and thin and thought this was finally something different. Finally, we have a politician who's not going to lie to us. No, former Trumpers should put the fear of God in him.
1 month into Donald Trump's presidency, you said, so far, I give him an A+.
What was...
One month in.
So far, I give him an A+.
Well, he's turned in several more papers at this point, and there have been some final exams and pop quizzes. What's his grade today?
We're halfway through the semester, and he's failing. He could still get ahead. There's still a shot for extra credit.
Let me guess. It involves a wall.
Well, don't act like I'm the nut wanting a wall. That was the chant at every rally. I didn't make this up.
But let's be adults here. Was Mexico ever going to pay for it?
His voters absolutely do not care.
He promised that as often as he promised the wall.
I know, but it was like me giving him an A+. It was just a fun chant on who's going to pay for it. I promise you, we want a wall. We don't care who pays for it.
So how much does he have to worry politically about former Trumpers?
If he doesn't change course... No, they're never coming back.
Are you now a former Trumper? Yes.
No, look, he can still come back. I'm not going to...
You're a temporary former Trumper.
If he builds the wall, he'll be
you're a
the Emperor
Trumper.
God
you're
again.
You're a resurrected
I'll throw a
Trumper.
Huge party. He'll be... I'll start a committee to put him on Mount Rushmore. But right now, if I were a betting woman, I don't think we're getting the wall.
One of the things that most stunned me as the administration came together was he spent so much time during the campaign railing against Wall Street, fashioning himself as a populist. This was the richest cabinet, I think,
it was.
In history.
What's driving me crazy is every time I hear somebody's leaving, I get excited, and then I find out who it's being replaced with.
Just to kind of be a little
bit more nuanced,
you said that you implied that Trump was governing so that Jared and Ivanka didn't lose their friends in the Hamptons.
You can't hire your kids. We don't like nepotism. We're Americans. This is third world behavior. They're perfectly nice people, but...
So the two of them have no business being in the advisory roles.
Okay, it was Jared's idea to fire Comey. It was Jared's idea to hire Scaramucci. At any point, does it dawn on someone? Now, every time I take this guy's advice... disaster ensues. It doesn't seem to be hitting home. Why? Because it's a relative.
Isn't that interesting? So this is third world behavior. Talking about the President of the United States of America. Every time he removes somebody, she's happy about it. And then when Donald Trump replaces the person that was removed, she can't believe it. Friend, he's doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do. Look at what's going on concerning the borders. Look what's going on concerning the Second Amendment. Look what's going on concerning health care. Friends, I don't care what they rename it. Gun control is unconstitutional. You have rights, not privileges. Okay? Going to health care, it's unconstitutional. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8. Why are the conservatives and the church talking about health care that mandates me and you by force of the IRS to force us to pay for something that is optionable if we so choose? That doesn't make us free. That makes us enslaved. That makes us in debtors, servants, friends. To those that mean to control us, that's not freedom at all, and it's unconstitutional, okay? Also keep in mind, it was Donald Trump that appointed a new Secretary of Education that immediately linked us in to the UN Global Initiative concerning none other than International Baccalaureate. But the conservatives of the day didn't want to hear that. This is why the conservatives, this is why the professed church in America has zero credibility. Because instead of following the Christ and doing what he's commanded to do, they go about calling themselves Christ and they act outside of Christ. And then they wonder why they're a reproach. And it's embarrassing. They should be ashamed. Folks, it's the older generation that have brought us to the point of where we're at today. And they're caught up into the old cycle. The circular reasoning. The political talking points. And by the way, the whole political language, friends, is for the most part literally unconstitutional. It's a language that they have created. Notice how politicians never go outside of the CIA-controlled media and their interviews. Why? Because they're scripted questions. And in most cases, friends, the self-proclaimed journalists who are useful idiots today, that are news anchors, friends, are the ones that are staying in the boundaries of the language that's been created to cause you to believe that they're right and you're wrong. And folks, it's like they're causing you to learn a new language. And it really is a different language to that of the American Constitution. If you were to bring back one of our forefathers, let's just say Thomas Jefferson or John Adams or even George Washington, any one of them that really upheld, they were the architects of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, friends. It would be so foreign what they hear today that they would stand back and they would say within themselves, we don't recognize this language that's being thrown on our posterity. That language has been created because most Americans don't realize that language has been created to dummy you down into believing what they're saying is true. And then when they do something unconstitutional, you stand back and say, well, wait a second. Well, I guess they can do that because that's what they taught us. You need to shut the television off. You need to read the U.S. Constitution after you read the Word of God. And when you do that, just like the Lord said, the child is the model of heaven. It's that simple to understand. But friends, it's so out of scope. It's so that what we're hearing on the airwaves today and in television and through talking heads, namely the conservatives for the most part, friends, is so unconstitutional and so illegal, friends, that everyone that has advocated and helped create that language should be thrown out be thrown out of the office that they're in today because it's so unconstitutional. How many times I've been in situations where I see people or I've talked to politicians that are in office or running for office, and I'll bring up the simplest of questions concerning the Constitution, and they're dumbfounded because it's foreign to them, and yet they want to serve we the people. You got to put that together, friends, and if it sounds confusing, it is confusing because they're confused, yet they're the ones put up to teach you how to be confused. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.